With that are you on, boy? With that are you on, oh, my lord? With that are you on, boy? With that are you on, my lord?
There were marches, speeches, boycotts, sit-ins, and court battles, but it's hard to see those pictures without hearing the music of the movement, the rhymes and rhythm and words of the artist. Today we wind down our series on the legacy of the civil rights movement, and we want to give these artists and the work they made their due. With us to talk about it are civil rights veterans Isaiah Maria Barnwell, who helped found the socially conscious singing group Sweet Honey in the Rock, and Paul Von Bloom, a former volunteer for the Student Nonviolent Co-Coordinating Committee. He's now a professor of art history and African American studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. Welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
So, Isaiah, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'm the kind of person.
Isaiah,
I'm sorry. Usually I'm the one on the short end of that stick. Your group has really touched so many people across America. Tell me about the founding.
Well, first of all, I have to say that I'm not one of the founding members. The group was 6 years old when I came in, and that was 28 years ago. But the group was founded as part of the work of Bernice Johnson Regan with the D.C. Black Repertory Theater Company here in Washington, D.C. She was the vocal coach, and she brought with her experience from the Black church in Southwest Georgia, Albany, Georgia, to be specific, and her involvement in the civil rights movement as a member not only of SNCC, but as a member of the SNCC Freedom Singers, which was a vocal group, an a cappella vocal group, which traveled around the country informing people, almost like a newspaper, of what was going on during the civil rights movement and raising money for the movement as well. And so that was a valuable body of material that she brought to the actors at the D.C. Black Repertory Theater Company. And they decided they wanted to sing much more of that music and to take it to the stage. And there were a series of rehearsals and fewer people. And then there were four women, and the sound was exactly right with just those four, who were Carol Maillard, Louise Robinson, Mai E, and Bernice. And they were the founding members of Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Let me turn to you, Paul. People think of music and the civil rights movement, perhaps, but not necessarily visual art. What role did visual art play?
I think that the visual arts played an enormous role. I think the major point that I would like to make is that the music and the visual art and the literature were all thoroughly part of the overall civil rights movement. They were not merely cultural adjuncts, but central to the struggle. And so I've spent much of my last 20 years writing about African-American art, including those African-American artists for whom the civil rights struggle was profoundly inspirational and in which they played such a huge role.
Can you tick off just a few names for us of people who come to mind for you?
It's a very long list. Some of the major African-American artists of the late 20th century, people like David Hammons and Elizabeth Catlett and Faith Ringgold and Jacob Lawrence and Charles White, and many here in Los Angeles, John Riddle and John Outerbridge and Betty Saar and Ruth Waddy and Bernard Hoyes. The list goes on and on. They have a magnificent legacy of militant civil rights visual imagery.
Well, Paul and Isaiah, I want you to stay with us because we're going to come back to this topic after the break. We are talking about arts and the civil rights movement with Isaiah Maria Barnwell of Sweet Honey in the Rock and Paul Von Bloom. He is now a professor of art history and African American studies at the University of California, Los Angeles.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times they are a-changing.
My skin is black.